The English have a scornful, insular way of calling the French light.
Is the bullet light that dashes from the gun mouth while the eye winks and the heart beats to flatten itself to a wafer on the wall 100 paces off?
Even so direct and sternly undivertible of aim is this French people. All idealists, too absolute and earnest. With them, the idea of a knife cuts real flesh.
I am strong to love this noble France, this poet of the nations, who dreams on forever after some ideal good, some equal poise of sex, some unvowed love inviolate, some spontaneous brotherhood, some wealth that leaves none poor and finds none tired, some freedom of the many that respects the wisdom of the few.
Heroic dreams, sublime to dream so.
Natural to wave.
And sad to use such lofty scaffoldings erected for the building of a church to build instead a brothel or a prison.
So I mused up and down the terrace streets, the glittering boulevards, past the white colonnades of fair, fantastic Paris.
The city who wears trees like plumes, as if man made them, spire and tower as if they had grown by nature, tossing up her fountains in the sunshine of the squares.
As if in beauty's game she tossed the dice or blew the silver down balls of her dreams.
To sow futurity with seeds of thought and count the passage of the festive hours.
Here the air thronged with statues,
poised upon their columns,
as if to stand a moment were a feat against the blue. What breathing room for a nation that runs fast?
Paris has such flowers, but England also. There was a yellow rose by the south window of the little house that Romney gathered in his hand on all my birthdays, save that last when I shook the tree too rough for roses to stay after. I must not linger here, I must on to Italy, my home.
I walked the day out musing on life and art, and whether after all a larger metaphysics might not help our physics, a completer poetry adjust our daily life and vulgar wants more fully than...
A gentleman as abstracted as myself came full against me, then resolved the clash in voluble excuses.
Oh, madame, your pardon.
Obviously some learned member of the academy.
Then he swerved from me as confounded as if he had heard that Dumas had been called to the academy to teach.
Since when was genius found respectable?
It passes in its place.
Which means the 7th floor back, or else the hospital.
Pistols are ingenious things, but prudent men,
which academics are,
scarce keep them in the cupboard with the prunes.
Onward. We play a dreary game of hide and seek. We shape a figure of our fantasy, call nothing something, and run after it, and lose it, and lose ourselves too in the search, till clash against us comes a somebody who also has lost something and is lost.
Academic versus poet, man against woman, against the living, the dead.